Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. The Mexican wave of podcasts.
Yeah, don't love that. But
what do you mean?
Maybe the Mexican sort of, you know, bean soup of podcasts.
Yes.
Come a little feta on us.
And the Mexican wave.
Yeah.
What do we know about it?
We know that they don't actually wave that way in Mexico. Because when you see, like, a Mexican person go past another Mexican person and go, "Yeah, mate," that isn't a thing, is it?
You're lying. I thought that's how they say goodbye.
What?
Like at the airport when you're waving off a loved one, I thought Mexico, they just, whoa. Like,
yeah. Just a constant sort of oscillating kind of slinky of arms going up and down across every airport in Mexico.
Yeah.
That is not happening.
And their royal family don't do like a royal wave. They just sort of do their Mexican.
They do a little one. They just do that. Nice. Like, you know, the Queen does a kind of stilted
used
wave.
To. She died.
Yeah.
Even James, ladies and gentlemen, how are we doing? Hey!
Hello. Oh,
the audio listeners, what were you doing then, Ethan?
That was what you would call the Mexican wave.
I feel like we need to come up with a new word for Mexican wave. I feel like it might be offensive. Do you know you can't say Chinese whispers anymore?
Why?
Because it's sort of insinuating that Chinese people aren't very good at...
Can you not say Chinese burn anymore?
No.
You're lying.
No. You can't.
What do you call that? Just a burn?
Just a sort of twisty skinny.
Oof. And the wisp... The whisper, you don't want to get it confused with the chocolate bar.
Yeah, exactly.
So what do you want to call that?
Yeah, we're not...
Porkies?
Not Chinese whisper. Maybe just sort of like erroneous quiet voice.
Did I ever tell you the time I got called?
It's quite long-winded though, isn't it? <really? laughs> What did you get called? Porkies?
No, yeah, it's supposed to be Porkies. Let me tell you the story, right? We once went on 24 hours.
I didn't even say it.
It's good. It's a great story.
I've come up with a New Year's resolution or a mid-year's resolution to... be less sort of shamey towards
this
you.
Is a mad story.
So you can say this.
We went on a Ryanair flight to Cologne for like 24 hours with a couple of mates.
The flight was 24 hours?
No, we stayed 24 hours in Cologne.
Yeah.
Boom, you're back the next day. Little did we know, just outside of Cologne was this like rave happening. So we were going for a nice sort of time. The plane was going for a rave.
Right.
Put it this way, the alcohol trolley got to number 5.
Aisle 5.
Aisle 5, the alcohol's done. We've been sure lots. Our next was 6.
Yeah,
this is brilliant. I laughed, made off of him, looked at me like that. Because I looked like the odd one out. And he went, "Oh, PC pork chop." You're not undercover, are you? I said, "What do you mean undercover?" He said, "You're not a cop, are you? Pork chop." I went, "Fucking stop calling me pork chop." I said, "No, I'm not. Why?" The next thing you know, he pulled a bag of ketamine.
Ketamines?
Out of his bumhole.
It's ketamines.
And he was just, the plane was mental. I was going to go see the cathedral.
Yeah.
These guys were going for fucking absolute all nighter.
Did you end up going with him?
No. PC pork chop stayed at base.
PC pork chop stayed at the, you stayed at the.
I've never seen
where
anything
did you stay,
like
actually?
It. I stayed in a nice like Airbnb in the town.
Did you?
That was it. The flight attendant, it was a Ryanair flight. He looked like Kevin De Bruyne. So the whole plane was like, "Oh, Kevin De Bruyne."
So you're in the...
Off the head on ketamine.
You're in the police station.
I've not...
PC pork chop reporting for duty.
Yeah.
Do you think he was calling you... And I'm just asking this, like, actually. Do you think he called you PC... What are you doing?
I just had something in my nose.
You're not on a football pitch. You can't just snot. You just went... Literally.
Like you're a
we're
pig.
We're indoors, and Joe just went...
I knew nothing was going to come out.
Right.
So I wasn't going to go.
So I guess that begs the question, why did you do it then?
Because I wanted to breathe clearer.
To dislodge, but not.
Dislodge, sort of, not gauze on the floor.
Okay. Do you think they were calling you PC pork chop because obviously pig is like a sort of, you know, a harsh term for the police? Or do you think they were calling you that because you're on the sort of plumper side?
I think it was both a great opportunity to mention that police can sometimes go pigs and that I do sometimes on the large side. Could be mistaken as a pork chop. And the rest.
Imagine that going, right, what row are we? So, this must be the food row because that's just one pork chop sat in that chair. So they'll probably carve that into individual portions. Oh, no, that's not a pork chop. That's a boy. That's a fat man. You've never been confused for a pork chop.
Mad. I couldn't believe what I was seeing, by the way, on the flight.
It sounds was very chaos. Good. Sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
How are you, Ethan?
Oh, yes. I've never been mistaken for a pork chop.
What have you? What do you get called? Sort of PC Wee Willy Winky?
No.
PC what's it?
Nope. I'm actually trying to think what kind of names I've been called over the years.
You must have been called some names, because you're famously short. Ah. So there's something to work with there.
Well, at the Scouts, I was called Alvin, because there was another lad, Alex, who had glasses, and another lad, Josh, who was a bit chubbier, and he was called Theodore, so it was Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Oh, that's quite good. That's clever, that.
It's well done.
They did well for themselves, by the way. Chipmunks.
They did, actually.
Is that a time where I thought, who the fuck are these guys?
Because they were big in the sort of 90s, and then they had a real dip, didn't
they? I didn't even know they were big in the 90s.
Yeah, they were big. They had a stage where they were big. Alvin and the Chipmunks was big. And then from sort of 1999 to 2008, no one was talking about Alvin and the Chipmunks. And then all of a sudden,
it was mad. It was
high-pitched voices, remixes, LimeWire scene brought them back a little bit.
Unbelievable.
And then they just went ballistic, didn't they? Size-wise.
Size-wise.
Yeah.
So that is my PC pork chop story.
Yeah.
Stories of the week. Which are some of the headlines that we enjoy.
Adore.
What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
What are you laughing at?
It was
the way I move. You're laughing at movement. I've got a bit delirious. I'm quite tired today.
It was
I didn't realise it.
And then obviously I wasn't going to draw attention to it, but it was the way you sort of like had to kind of rock your body to get enough momentum to move it.
I can move my body whenever I want to rock it.
For some reason then you went like you had to kind of like undulate into position, which I've never seen you do before.
I won't do it again either.
Right, what's your story this week?
So my story this week, I can't wait for tonight. I'm going to go see Fast and Furious 10. Let me tell you why. I love these films with a passion. And I'm not even joking.
Yeah.
The year is, I'm going to say.
Yes.
2010.
Okay.
Oh, let's go back 1 year. Let's call it 2009. I forgot what it was called then.
2009.
We have summer holidays. Do you remember them?
Big time.
Great.
The six weeks between years of the school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brilliant. They're longer in other countries though, aren't they? Like in Ireland, they finish in like April.
Until?
Honestly, September time. I swear to God, they get half the year off. Ethan?
I don't know if that's true. I think you just picked a random month.
America, they have so much time off.
How much time do they have, Drew?
Summer holidays are, you know, in Ireland are from July to August the 31st, which is the same. Actually, you know what? They're from July the 1st. Whereas in England, they're more sort of mid to late July, so they get a couple extra weeks.
Yeah, nothing.
Not April by any means, but you're not far off.
I was staying at my Granny Mary's and, you know, we were rebels. Me, my cousins, Patrick and Michael. 1 year above, 1 year below me.
Like a sort of Joe sandwich. Age-wise.
If you like to call that.
Pork chop sandwich.
What's that? No, sorry, not saying bad pork chop. I'm just saying, what's that?
What?
ITV2. Yes, please.
Yes.
Late night. What have they got the rights to? Hot Fuzz.
Brilliant. Great film.
And for the week we were staying at my grand's, all the Fast and Furious films.
Now, to that point, I've got the list of all 10 here.
Yeah.
And I want to go through some of the names.
Can I just say, the names of the Fast and Furious films, all 10 of them,
are,
they don't correlate in any way.
No.
They're so unique. Do not make sense.
It's genuinely upsetting the structure that they've sort of ended up on here. So,
go for it.
Up to this point, I think you'd had five. So you had a good collection in 2009.
It.
The first one, The Fast and The Furious.
Love it.
So the thing to remember here is there are two The's in the title.
Yeah.
The Fast and The Furious. It's not Fast and Furious. It's The Fast and The Furious. The second one, Too Fast, Too Furious.
Okay.
So I get
I'm
that.
I'm still with you.
I'm with you. Then there's one that I don't think is actually in the main...
Tokyo Drift?
No. There's another one that comes out in 2003 as well, which I'm not sure is in the main canon, called Turbocharged.
Oh, I think that was a DVD extra.
Right, okay. No, the Turbocharged prelude for Too Fast, Too Furious. So that was a DVD extra, but it was set between the two films, one and two.
It's like Star Wars.
So then, okay, right, so The Fast and the Furious, two Fast and Furious, this makes sense. So probably we're going to try and get like a three in there,
yeah.
Next one. The next one's just called The Fast and the Furious, again, The Fast and the Furious, Tokyo Drift. So no three at all, but now at
it
least,
starts getting
at
good
least
now.
It's establishing where we are.
It starts then
the,
getting good.
Then the fourth one, again, completely dispensing with the numerology of the entire series, and the two thes for the first time is just called Fast and Furious.
We Where are now, did the thes go?
We've lost the thes.
Where
and
they
we
gone?
Are absolutely sort of throwing caution to the wind grammatically.
Yeah.
Then the next one, okay, the one thing that is in all of them is the words Fast and the words Furious. The next one comes out, Los Bandoleros. What the fuck is that? Los Bandoleros is the next one. And then the one after so that funny. Is called... So we go from Fast and Furious, Los Bandoleros, to Fast Five.
Fast Five. Just start. Fast Five. Where's the Furious gone? The
Furious is gone. Then it's back to Fast and Furious Six.
Yes, which I like. Great film.
Then the next one is just called Furious Seven.
Furious? Just, where did you get that from?
Any combination of the words. Then the next one, which
it
seemingly...
It's going downhill now. This is Paul Walker's dead.
Right. The next one is just called F8, The Fate of the Furious.
F8, The Fate of the... F8, now they've just got rid of
F8, that's just a keyboard shortcut. That's
it
not even anything to do
that
with
just
cars.
That makes your screen larger.
Yeah, exactly, that is...
Or is it meant to be Fate?
Yeah, Fating. Proper Fating.
Oh, I like that, Ethan.
And then the next one is just called F9, again, sticking with this sort of keyboard shortcut. And then the most recent
Which
one...
Which I've seen tonight.
So that one's called...
Dick's out.
That one's called F9. And then this one, they went, oh, should we do F10, like, you know, the keyboard thing? No, we're going back to Fast 10. So we've had Furious 7, Fast 10, Fast and Furious, Fast 5, Too Fast, Too Furious, The Fast and The Furious.
Yeah,
it
yeah,
is
yeah.
an absolute nightmare.
Listen, they're unbelievable. I love how absurd they get.
Do you like them?
I fucking love it.
I
just
can't
because
believe
I made
anyone likes
such
it.
A connection with my family. It's all about family.
And sorry, are your family who are notorious drag racers?
I drink Corona like Vin Diesel drinks it just because I've watched Fast and Furious. He sort of grabs the shaft of the Corona and grabs it like that.
What? How is that different from the way everyone
Some
else
people
drinks
go
it?
From the bottom. He grabs the shaft of
the
top.
The neck.
The sort. Yes.
Instead of the shoulders or the kind of midriff.
He grabs the neck.
He's grabbing the neck.
Full-fisted.
Full-fisted as well. None of this sort of Tweedledee and Tweedledum sticking up at the back.
No. Family.
That's interesting.
That's a theme.
Yeah. They're kind
family.
Of running that into the ground,
Truly
though, aren't
familiar.
They?
And he once, in a fight with a bad guy, decided that he was in a bad situation. So they were on a sort of, I think they were on like a level two of a building, and he decided to get out of it. He just stamped really hard on the floor, and the ground gave way.
There is some scenes that are sort of vaguely supernatural, aren't there? That one where the earth opens up in front of him just because he wills it to happen.
Yeah.
Like, it's absolutely bizarre.
So good.
Did you know, by the way, that I thought this was meant to be the last one?
No, they're doing it in parts, like part two.
Well, the next one is Untitled Fast X sequel and then Untitled 12th film.
Yeah,
there's going
to
be another two
12.
More.
I can't fucking wait.
A dozen. Cheaper by the dozen. Ethan, are you remotely interested in the... Fast and Furious or the Fast and the Furious
or
franchise
fast.
Or just Fast or just Furious.
Furious
no but I did go and see one on my 16th birthday. Don't know why I did that. I've never seen another one.
What happens in it?
That's the one where Paul Walker comes
Seven.
Back from the dead.
He's dead.
Comes back from
he
the
doesn't
dead
come back from
yeah
the dead.
Comes back from the dead in CGI form.
No, they didn't do that.
No, they completed some of the scenes that he unfortunately didn't do because he died by bringing his brother on board and CGI in his face a bit.
Is this real?
No.
So he died during the filming?
Yeah.
Not whilst filming, but in the months he was meant to film
Yeah.
And they just carried on and pretended he'd
what
finished
do you want
it.
To do? It's a fucking multi-million pound business.
Oh, right. So we at least we know the value of a human life then, do we?
Yeah, but the brothers would have loved it. They gave it a bit of paycheck, you know what I mean?
Wow.
Anyway, Fast and Furious, that's my story of the week. Love it.
So you're going to watch that tonight?
Yeah, I'll
Who
give
you
a
with?
Full review. Did someone say Andy Golden, my good friend?
He said that like we all know who he is.
He sat in the front row at Sloppy Joe's Live.
Yeah, I know he is,
it.
But people at home don't know who he is.
Couldn't get enough.
I've got a little story for you.
Nice. And
Ethan, I'd like to put this picture up when I'm ready.
Okay.
From a Greg sausage roll to a Dyson Hoover box, And you've been to Edinburgh recently. Oh. Edinburgh funeral firm's quirky coffin designs.
Oh, no.
Let's get this picture up, Ethan, if you can just drag this onto the screen so we can all have a look. See?
Wow. Look. Is that a Dyson?
Yeah, that's the Dyson DC01 funeral edition. Obviously, you see the Greggs on there. That's the police public call box from Doctor Whom.
TARDIS, yeah.
The TARDIS.
Well, you could call it Doctor Tomb.
Something and... regional district in space or something, innit?
What?
Something like, what does TARDIS stand for? Don't tell me, Ethan. It is time and relative dimension in space.
Very good, Drew.
God! It's not just called TARDIS.
Yeah, but that's an acronym.
Yeah.
What, what do you mean?
Yeah. So, one of you, like a geek's just made that up, hasn't it?
Sorry to break it to you, Joe. A geek's just made all of it up. Do you think this is a documentary?
Yeah, one of the fans have made up what a TARDIS stands for, haven't they?
Mm.
Have they?
No.
Do you know? Ethan's a big TARD head.
Loved it.
Not a TARD head.
What is it called? Sorry, people who are into doctors.
Well,
TARD heads.
I wouldn't say I'm big enough to say I'm a
nurses.
A TARD head or is it like a Whovian? I think they call.
Oh, don't pretend you don't
know,
Mr. Fan Base.
Wow, you told him.
I really, really hit.
What would you like
on your
funeral then, if you could sort of?
Well, this is what I'm thinking. So if there's another one here, I want to send you this, which I think could be very good. So this one, you got to think outside the box here, literally, because it's the outside of the box that we're designing. But I like this one on the left here, for the sort of the alcoholic in your life, a lovely large pint of Tennent's, if you can put that up on the screen, Ethan. There you go. Look at that, a full pint. And this is quite nice, actually. So this is a place in Edinburgh that is breaking the taboo of talking about death by offering custom-made coffins, which includes a casket designed like a Greggs sausage roll. Bosses at Go As You Please, which I love. Go As You Please. Really just straight to the point. Say no ideas are off limits to help make a difficult day a little lighter. Do you know what I'd go as? You. I want the coffin to look like you, your full naked body on the outside of the coffin.
Funny you say that, because I want my coffin to be completely see-through and I to be nude.
Yeah. Nude. Just a big plastic box. Would you like that?
Yeah, but kind of exaggerated nude, like sort of blown up a bit, like I'm a tire pump. So what? I'm like filling the full coffin.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Like really sort of...
Do you know when Harry Potter 3, where he makes that aunt who's a knobhead go massive and she floats in the sky? I want to be that.
That aunt who's a knobhead go massive. So you'd be that, a completely transparent coffin.
Clear? Did you say clear?
No. A completely clear and transparent coffin with your body inflated in the inside. That's
properly
yours.
Inflated.
Ethan, what would you go for?
Ooh.
Well, you probably want to go for the as a sort of TARD head. Nope. You might go for like
Newcastle
a Doctor Who type thing anyway.
I'm not too sure. I just remind me that you mentioned Newcastle, because I know my friend Alan told me his funeral plans, that he would love to get his body took along the Tyne River and fireworks to go off all around him as he goes under the Tyne Bridge. Wow. And a sort of...
So Viking style almost.
Yeah. Not long to wait now either for that, is it?
No, about 20 years.
Good lad. He's only 23.
23.
The guy's got to last a little bit longer. But the concept of coffins is already a bit mad, though, isn't it? Do you know when you think what we do
what
with
do you,
dead
what
bodies?
What do you mean by that?
Because I think
the
we're
concept
so
concept of coffins.
Because I think
Morrissey's over in the corner.
No, but it feels to me like when someone dies, the options are, I think, are all very disrespectful. I think, like, so what are the options? Number one, coffin. So someone's dead. What we're gonna do? Fucking stick him in a box and just bury him underground, be done with it. It's very sort of dismissive, I think.
Yeah, okay.
And the second option seems like it was invented by someone who hated the dead. Set them on fire. Like, Nan's dead. Fucking great. Set the bitch on fire.
What do you want to happen to you?
Do you know those Ghanaian people at the funeral? Like, when they, like, dance and they throw it up and down.
Yeah.
You may remember the great meme.
A little bit of a party.
Yeah,
but I would if it's up to me. Yeah, but something like that. Preserve me. Just put me in my bed and let me just sort of seep into the mattress. All my juices and all my sort of stains. I want my stains to live among us. I don't want to just be put out the way underground like some dog turd that's been buried at a landfill. Do you know what I mean? I want to be pride of place. Freeze dry me so I shrink down to like a sort of Barbie size and pop me on the mantelpiece. Oh. None of this fucking out of sight, out of mind, setting me on fire thing. I want my family to look at me every single day, take the skin off my face and sew it onto the dog. So our household dog is running around with Joe's face and ponytail. Something like that. Respect me. Let me live amongst you. Don't pretend I never existed. I'm an egomaniac.
I'm just going to burn me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but hopefully someone will use
over a spit. We're going to pop an apple in Joe's mouth.
I'm going to get sold at the Christmas markets. This is different.
It's what he would have wanted.
What he would have wanted.
Long pig. Have you ever heard of that? That's what cannibals call human flesh because it tastes like pork.
You would know that, wouldn't you?
Genuinely, it is called that. So we can have a long pig stall selling long pig, applesauce. Obviously, we've got to have some mustard in there to respect your wardrobe. I think that'd be a lovely way to go out.
What sauce is navy?
What sauce is navy? Like a sort of blueberry compote. I think we've got ourselves a winner here, don't you?
Wow.
Look at that.
Ethan, have you got a story?
Well, funnily enough, since we're on the topic of lists before... And,
you're on one.
Yeah, well, no.
Stepdad is.
No, it's not. What I was gonna do was
Can we get rid of these coffins in front of me? I can't
sit saying Joe to see these coffins.
I don't want to see a Harry Potter coffin.
Why have you got my bag on the table?
Got some gifts in there for us later.
Okay. Well, me and Joe, I was talking to Joe the other day, and I was talking about our podcast audio. And how sometimes when I edit the podcast and there's not a lot of time, I just put it up without a title. And it gets to you where we don't have a title.
Because so most of the time, Ethan will edit and upload the podcast. That's like, I would say 75% of the time. But the other 25, it'll be Joe. And I always know because I make the thumbnail. I do the final details on the YouTube. I put it out. You know, that's my job. I can always tell who's... done it that week based on Ethan.
Yep, based on the titles here that Joe McGrath has uploaded on the audio without any fucking effort whatsoever.
So give an example of one of your titles. Something to
no. You, so what so you want to do? In fairness, Ethan's always get changed as what well you by you. Yeah, the hierarchy goes: I make title a title. Wise. Ethan does one; it's slightly better. You do one that's you think's better as well.
Yeah. So. But give us an example. So for obviously people know this, but just so it's clear.
A proper
what
title.
You want for a title is
off a proper title.
What you want for a title is something that gives an insight into what's happening on the episode without giving away too much, but without being so obscure and
fuck
difficult
me.
That people
it's not
don't
like
get
a Shakespeare
it.
Play.
No, but I'm just saying what should go into a
okay,
title.
Okay, hit me.
So for example, the last podcast was called Wing Eating Loser Arrested. Obviously talking about the Wingfest story. Yeah. Quite clickable, quite funny. Draws into the context of the episode. Another one, drew in tears over 9 out of 10 club when you had the hot pizza.
And you were literally
your eyes
crying
were going. Another one, Drew's banned from Germany when we're talking about you going to Germany and the tram thing. So that's the kind of like exciting time. These are the titles that Drew uploads. So for example, episode 69, he called it 69 with 3 exclamation marks.
Sex number 60.
On episode 68, he just called it Sloppy Tuesdays with 2 exclamation marks. The previous episode 67, he called Party Time with time in all caps.
Party Time!
A few more. Oh, yeah, here's one. Episode 65, Chaotic Friday episode.
Nothing, man.
Boy, it fucking gets listeners.
Oh, my God.
I agree with you. Yeah, maybe.
69 with 3 exclamation marks is so funny.
So funny, that.
Yeah, episode 54.
He was just so blown away. Oh, we finally got to the sex number.
What was episode 54?
Just sloppers unite.
What is that? Some political point.
I don't know.
51, Friday chaos.
Oh, fantastic.
I love that.
What do you have to say for yourself?
I'll continue it. Yeah, the audio listeners and me have a bond. We'd love it. Right, to wrap up today's episode, it's the 1 out of 10 club.
Oh, God. Someone sent me a picture of a brownie earlier with some ice cream and some caramel sauce on it.
Fucking
went,
brilliant.
Do you really think this is 1 out of 10? Well, now you've doctored it up with ice cream and caramel.
Oh, doctored it up. It's a bit of ice cream. It's delicious.
Yeah. I'm agreeing with you.
Right.
He's got three spoons here.
Two items for the 1 out of 10 club by Moa. Okay. I have been inspired, by the way, by people who messaged in. Okay. One item is my own. One item is a message from, I think, Tom.
When you say it's your own, you don't mean it came from you, do you?
No. If this came from me, I'd be worried.
Okay. Feces.
I don't know what to do first.
Okay.
Right, A or B?
A.
Okay. From the man who brought you, well, I think is personally up there with one of the best 9 out of 10 clubs ever. Something that is so close but yet so far to that, I have as number A.
Okay, what is the thing that is really good?
Water.
Right. So who brought, is that God?
Sparkling water. Oh. It's the worst thing I have ever tasted in my life. How can something so brilliant as water be ruined and you are charged more from it?
Yeah,
listen
true.
To this. It's just, it's shit. It's so bad. Like, it is it? So bad. Yeah. Ethan, come around here.
Will you get the spoons out so we can try a bit of the water?
Yeah. You just take it like Calpol. That's how Joe has water.
Right. Do you like sparkling water?
I think you know what I'm going to say.
You do. You like sparkling water?
Now,
oh,
let Ethan try it first.
God. Did you like sparkling water?
I didn't wrap my gob around it. You can just, I barely touched it and I ain't got any illnesses. Well, I have, but not
how
tradable
ones.
How
did you reach your mouth from so close?
My thoughts on sparkling water.
It's so rank, isn't it? It's so rank.
So I sort of.
What is it?
I know what you mean. And do you know, I tell you what's an interesting phenomenon to me, and I'd like people at home to get involved if they know the answer to this. Sometimes you see it where it says naturally sparkling. Like it comes from the mountainside with a bubble in it. Is that possible?
Don't think so.
Well, it's naturally sparkling in the sink that we had through there. It's always carbonated. It's horrible.
Yeah. So is that possible, first of all? Is naturally sparkling possible? Secondly, I know what you mean, but I kind of see it as a sort of treat-wise, as a kind of halfway treat. House between water.
I'm going to be sick if you
treat-wise, as a halfway house between water and a soda pop. So if I don't want the calories or the sweetness of a Fanta or a, you know...
Rot your teeth.
But I might still go for the kind of fizzy allure of the sparkling water. Ethan, your thoughts?
Well, I have to agree with Drew McGraw in the sense that the sparkling water is pretty poor, I think. However, can be saved with a bit of cordial, maybe lime cordial or something.
No. That's a great point.
This isn't the can it be saved club. This is... the 1 out of 10 club.
It can't
even
be saved.
If you were forced to drink that, that could be a good bit. That's when we're 2 years in. If you could drink that by yourself, Ethan, could you? Do you want to finish it off?
I don't think I'd. If you're asking me to chug that, I'm not going to
chug
do
it without
that.
Burping.
Yeah.
That would be.
Would you chug it with Ribena?
No, I wouldn't.
Because it's disgusting. Well, my vote is 1 out of 10.
For me, I quite like it.
Oh, God. Ethan.
I think it's nice. I would give it a 5 out of 10. It's like a little treat water.
No, it's
and
not.
It's also
it
water.
Like
it's water's sort of flamboyant.
Give me
a
bit.
Older brother.
Why does it have such a mad aftertaste?
Yeah, that is an interesting point. It
it's
does
water.
Taste a bit like.
Just drink water.
It tastes like the dentist or something, doesn't it? It's got like a sort of a nasal effect.
It's awful. It's awful. Hate it. Anyway, what are you saying?
It's not in. So not far, in. Nothing has made it in, by the way. Someone's going to have to bring in their own shit.
Hang on a minute. I think it's in the 1 out of 10 club.
He never gave his verdict.
So it's in.
Right, the first one is sparkling water.
Wow.
It's shite.
By itself, it's shit. It does taste
like
shit.
So brownies didn't get in, but sparkling water did.
Right.
Absolute travesty. So the 1 out of 10
think
club.
About what you've just said. Think about what you've
the
said.
First inductee.
A delicious gooey brownie didn't get in.
The first inductee to the 1 out of 10 club
bottle, dude.
Is officially sparkling water.
I'm spooked by this one a bit. But let me just give you some backstory.
If it's the creme caramel, you've got yourself a problem, mate. Because those little things are delicious.
Nah, I won't bring that in. I saw it on the walk past and I thought, actually, that is proper shit. Because we're thinking about going outdoors and like, not like Bear Grylls.
The show?
No, I'm thinking about...
shop.
The show. What show are you watching?
I meant to say shop, but I got my P's and my W's confused.
And I was thinking to myself, oh, like imagine a barbecue spread now. They're delicious.
How often do you just sort of sit and imagine
from
a barbecue?
You, the cold potato salad. You, my friend, can fuck off. Because you're a disgrace to potatoes and to salad. What are you?
Just,
you pig?
Just one last time. Can you repeat the title? What is that food called?
Potato salad.
Right, yeah. Still hitting it with a B.
Imagine this. Freezing cold.
Still starting with the word potato with the letter B for some reason.
Spoon each.
Right. Now, are we just talking shop-bought
potato salad? Yeah,
because
my
mother makes a phenomenal potato salad.
I don't
salad.
Want your mother's potato salad.
Well, I'm not saying you want it. I'm saying it couldn't possibly be considered anything other than a
this
9
sort
of
shop-bought potato
one.
Salad.
Let's have a look at this.
It's quite nice, that one, actually. Stick with it.
This is from
the sauce is nice. The potatoes are
so
bad.
So is this a description of it? Chunks of potato with spring onion in a creamy mayo dressing.
It's just, you know what it is? It's just the potato that's in there. It's shit, innit? It really is shit. I just think I got overwhelmed by the spring onion.
Why do
it's
you say...
It's just a bit dead, innit?
Why do you say potato?
Potato? Potato. Just go back for a second spoon, so he clearly hates it.
Mm. No, it is shit.
It is shit, but maybe not 1 out of 10, but I just wanted to say that.
Yeah.
At the barbecue, if there's part of that, you can fuck off.
And I'll tell you what I don't like about potato salad is, I don't like, do you know, a lot of foods, there's a sort of like a Pokemon evolution of quality and price.
Mm.
So like bread, you start off on like Tesco value,
yeah.
Then you got like a Warburton's, then you got like a sort of farmhouse sourdough, then you've got like a bakery fresh bread. With coleslaw, you've got this, usually the green version of this, which is a bit shit, but it's okay.
Yeah.
Then you've got usually one above that, which is like Tesco finest, and then you've got one above that, which is like a branded coleslaw that's delicious. I think that the gourmet potato salads are shit.
Yeah,
do you know what they've got full new potatoes in?
Oh,
and the ratio is awful.
Also, the potato's actually so hard, like
so cold
to eat.
Yeah,
Joe keeps on eating it. Mm. Ethan, thoughts on the potato salad?
Just very uninteresting, isn't it?
Oh, fine.
But do I have a passion of hate enough to put in that club?
It's true.
Yeah, I think.
Three.
As a public, I've had really good potato salad, homemade stuff. Maybe with a bit of egg in it, you know, mustard. I think we deserve a better standard of shop-bought potato salad.
So true.
I think that's where we are next as a country. You can get fresh salsa from Tesco now. Let's sort us out with a proper good potato salad, because this just isn't up to snuff.
So it's not in, but it was a good suggestion. Well, I'll tell you what.
Well, we can take this as a sort of shot across the bows of... Big Tater.
Yeah, Big Tater.
You need to sort yourselves out, guys.
Know,
this is delicious.
Right, we're going to get going. Thank you very much, because I got Fast and Furious 10 to watch. Thank you very much for watching. Enjoy yourself. More 1 out of 10 club suggestions, please. Mm. Also, next week's podcast, I've got an amazing story about a DJ set I did. And I can't wait to tell you.
I'm so excited. It'll be immediately after the FA Cup final, by the way, we'll be recording. So... could be horrendous, but we'll be back on Tuesday. Thank you for listening. Bye!
Bye,
Ethan. Wave, Ethan.
Sorry, see you later.